Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 24th of November, and I'm recording at 10:16 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in drizzly London. Okay, well, today the markets really were dominated by that so worrying Turkish-Russian incident. I won't go into that. You'll be quite familiar with it overall. It showed what a risky situation we actually have with all that involvement, all those planes flying around in Syria. And of course, the difference in agreement regarding Assad's position. Okay. Now, that had happened after the Asian markets, Asia Pacific markets, had closed. They had a mixed day, maybe a few more markets to the upside. Japan slightly steadier, but under a quarter of a point, percentage point. And the China A shares. Mainland shares, I should say, but the A shares very slightly higher. The Hang Seng indices were a little bit lower. Taiwan down a percentage point. A mix. See all the way. Korea, South Korea was firmer. It's just modest gains and losses throughout the region. If I go on into the European stock markets, these were badly affected by the Turkish-Russian incident. And although they closed off their lows, but a number of significant hits. Sweden down 1.77%. That looks like the biggest decline. Germany was down 1.43%. And the Euro Stoxx 50 down 1.04%. Now, these are all these markets were lower on the day here. And on Wall Street, though Wall Street started off weak in response to what was going on in Europe, or started off in the minus column, it wasn't all that weak. But it then picked up, and in the last hour, it moved into profit, and then gave up most of those gains, but still closed up on the day, and which looks fairly impressive to me overall. And we have although the gains are really just fraction over a tenth of a percentage point, or less in the case of the NASDAQ Composite Index. But again, as I say, overall on the day, not bad for all that. And Canada fractionally higher, Mexico a little bit lower, and Brazil a quarter of a point higher. In government bonds, now the yield has been very quiet here over the last week or more, and same today, 2.237% for the U.S. 10-year, 2.237%, and the VIX is slightly firmer here at 15.93. The main impact, other than in the European stock markets, of the Russian-Turkish incident, occurred in some of these bombed-out, as I've described them, commodities. These, particularly these industrial commodities, which are so depressed. So we have. Let me run through some of these with you. The Brent crude. Trading off, still trading after hours, but it's up $1.11 to 45.94. And we have the WTI These are closed off their highs, but are still reasonably good gains, up 90 cents to 42.65, and that led to some gains in some of the other commodities. Copper, which has been so depressed, had its best rally for certainly well over a month here, and the high-grade copper up 3.5 cents to 205.60. What else to mention here? That's other industrial metals, I think, were up with the exception of tin, which was in the minus column. Precious metals, not all that much changed. Palladium, $2.50 lower. Silver, silver was firmer, and we had that failed downside break yesterday, when it broke below the 14 level, and it was up 11, nearly 12 cents today, but off the at $14.15, but off the high of the day at 14.27. It could not hold that ground. But again, these are so oversold that I wouldn't be surprised to see some additional gains coming in during the rest of the week. Now, I also feel that it something like the tension that we see in the Middle East, which and I'm talking, I think, mainly here about the Russian Turkish tension. That's the sort of thing that can just change sentiment a little bit. I mentioned in yesterday's audio, in the middle of the audio, that a lot of people were short all of these commodities. A lot of institutional short traders have been riding commodities to the downside and projecting them lower. But they're at rock bottom levels in many instances, and all it takes is some sort of little flash incident, such as that strike, or not so little flash incident, to trigger some of the best rallies that we've seen in a number of weeks. And I had been talking yesterday in the audio. I obviously didn't know that this incident was going to take place today, but I'd been talking about crude oil, which people were projecting down to $30 or even $20, and saying that, at a stroke, the Saudis could cut production by 20-25%, and if they persuaded most of the other OPEC members to have some cuts as well, you get a very, very sharp rally. So again, the point is overall, we've got these bombed out industrial commodity prices. It doesn't take much to change sentiment, particularly when there are a lot of shorts there. Okay. What about the other? Did I run through all the precious metals? Not really. Gold was a little firmer, up $8, 1,075, and that's those are the main stories. Currencies, the dollar index had an excuse to go up and break above that 100 level. Did we get some intervention preventing that? Any rate, it's a little lower here today. But the dollar index is at 99.615. The U.S. Fed Treasury are obviously concerned about a too strong dollar, and it's not hard to see why. I saw somebody saying on Bloomberg this morning. These are ballpark figures I'm about to quote, but saying on Bloomberg that a 10% rise in the dollar. Wasn't specific, but I assume on average against other major currencies, 10% rise in the dollar could knock a full point off GDP growth. So if you're looking for 3% GDP growth and you get a 10% rise in the dollar, can knock it back to 2% growth. Well, you pay a high price, and I've talked about this a lot in terms of dollar strength, particularly if you get a quick run to the upside. Well, the Fed will be very much hoping to head that off, and it'll also be hoping that it is a buy the rumor, sell the news, and not much of a rumor these days. It's virtual certainty that we get that rate hike next month. And never a dull moment in these markets. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.